WhatsApp.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy 4th of July, everybody. And it's going to be a warm day, so make sure that you slow things down, drink plenty of fluids, and just sit back and enjoy the heat of the day. If you can get some water on the garden right now, it would really help them a great deal if you haven't watered in the last few days. But get the watering done while it's not too hot. That way it has a chance to soak into the ground and to get to the roots. I hope that all of you are listening, are planning to come up to the garden tour. The garden tour in Kennebunk is July 17th. So we're only, less than two weeks away. It's called the Private Gardens of the Kennebunk. It's July 17th. It's from 10 in the morning until 4. The tickets are $20 each. And one of the homes that's featured will be my house. So we'd love to see you. Come on by and say hello. We'll be open earlier than 10. So if you're up in Maine, get your tickets early. They'll give you a map of all of the various homes so that you'll know how to get there. And it's very easy. The map has all the homes on it. You know exactly how to get there from one house to the other. It really is a fun day, and all the proceeds go to the Prevention of Cruelty to Children program in Southern Maine. And if you'd like to go to the website is kidsfreetogrow.org. Kidsfreetogrow.org. And I'll give you a phone number if you want to order tickets. It's area code 207-985-5975. So it's 207-985-5975. I've been working my butt off trying to get the yard looking good. We finished the Japanese garden this week. And after 3 years of on and off, it's all done. The vegetable garden looks really good. The perennial beds look really good. And in 2 weeks, there should be a lot of daisies. There's probably a dozen various kinds of daisies, whites and yellows and the oranges and the black-eyed Susans and all kinds of shapes and heights, purple ones. They're going to be beautiful. So if you get a chance, we'd love to see you. The date, again, is July 17th. It's from 10 to 4. It's in Kennebunk. And what I suggest that you do is bring a cooler with you and put some bottles of water or soft drinks, because if the weather's nice, you'll be able to stay hydrated. And if you really love the gardens, and there are some incredible, incredible gardens, especially in Kennebunkport that overlook the water, they're beautiful. What you can do is you go from one garden to the other. Make yourself a sandwich, enjoy the sandwich, and then after you've seen the gardens, go to a restaurant and have a nice meal. Fried clams, lobster, clams and lobsters, all kinds of seafood. And it's a beautiful part of New England, the town of Kennebunk. I'll give you that phone number one more time, 207-985-5975, and the website is kidsfreetogrow.org. Let's go to the phone lines. Don, who do we have up first this hour?
Up first this hour, this is Maria from Maine, who has a question about lupin seed pods.
Okay. Maria, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Parent. I have a question about my lupins. I have a nice stand of lupins outside of my backyard. And usually when the flowers go by, we get a lot of seed pods. And I'm looking out there right now, and all I see is a couple of seed pods here and there and a bunch of sticks where the seed pods should be. Hello?
Well, it sounds like the bees didn't do their job. If you're not getting a lot of seed pods on it, mine were just loaded with seed pods. It looked like the edible pea pods. But what you want to do with those seed pods is you cannot harvest them until they've turned brown. Okay? If you pick the seed pods when they're yellow, they're not going to be mature, and most of the times they will not germinate. So what you want to do is this, and this is what I do to save some of mine. I remove a lot of them because I want the plant to grow stronger, but I always leave a few seed pods on there, and I have different colors of lupins in my garden. The seeds could be anything, because if you've got yellow and purple and the bees are flying around doing their job, which is to do this pollination, some pods, even though they're on a yellow plant, if they have some purple pollen on it, you could have some seeds that are all yellow, some seeds that are all purple. Some could be blue. So the colors will vary depending on the colors that you have and the way that the bees do their job. Now, the way to tell that the pod is ready is to shake it. If you shake the pod, just grab a hold of the plant, shake it. And if you hear that the seeds are loose, like a baby's rattle, then cut the pods from the plant and harvest the seed, and you can plant them directly in the ground right now. And what I try and do is, if I'm going to be saving seeds like that, I will take a little section in either a flower bed or in a vegetable bed, and I'll make like a little corral so that I know where they are, and I'll put like four green sticks, put some ribbon around it to make this little corral, and then I'll plant my seeds in there, because they're going to come up, they're going to grow, but you're not going to transplant them until next year. So you don't want to pull up all of the rest of your plants in the fall and clean up your annual or your vegetable garden. If it's in this little corral, you know where those seedlings are. Next spring, when you go to rake and clean the garden, you don't disturb this area. The new seedlings develop, and then you can transplant them to a permanent garden. But don't pick the pod until when you rattle them, you hear the seeds bounce around like a baby's rattle. That's telling you that they're ready. Some plants you get a lot of seed pods that form, sometimes you don't. And it's just the weather and the way that the bees do their job. Thank you, Maria. We appreciate the phone call. Dawn, who's next?
This is Jack from Massachusetts, who has a question about a weed.
Jack, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Great morning. Job on your newsletter. Thank you.
Thank you.
What I was calling for, we have some older rhododendrons and PJMs that over the years have gotten out of control. And I'm wondering if it's too late in the season to aggressively prune them to try to bring them back to size. And then I had a question on an unusual weed we have here, nutsedge.
Okay. Nutsedge can be a very difficult weed to kill because it's a grass plant, and the stem of the grass plant is almost square and kind of a coarse blade and a little bit different color than the rest of your lawn. And people see it and they think, oh, I'll just pull it out. Well, they pull it out and it comes back stronger the following year because its name is nutsedge, and in the ground, a little tiny nuts that grow attached to the roots of the plant. And the only company that I know that has a product, Bayer, has a lawn weed control for crabgrass and nutsedge. And nutsedge is right on the label. Now, Bayer's products are in blue bottles. And that's the only company that I know that has it. So look at your local garden center. Some of the box stores have the Bayer lawn weed and crabgrass control, and it will say nutsedge on it. And a day like today where it's going to be hot is a good day to put it down. Just do it early in the morning or at the end of the day, but not during the heat. On your rhododendrons, if they're really going to be too big, if you prune it now, you won't have any new growth. So you can do a light pruning, but a heavy pruning is best done before the new growth develops. And that is as soon as they flower. When the flowers are starting to look tired, that's when you would prune a PJM rhododendron or any kind of rhododendron back heavy. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hi, this is Carl Edwards. As a high-performance NASCAR driver, I need to stay healthy and fuel up with the right nutrients I need to perform my best. But the average vegetable loses nutrients while traveling to the store. So I decided to grow my own edible garden with the help of Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. Now, instead of going out, I grow out to eat delicious meals made with the freshest ingredients from my garden. Plants need more than water to reach their fullest potential. They need food. The fast, easy way to grow a thriving edible garden is with Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. I just attach the Liquifeed feeder to my garden hose, insert the refill bottle, and feed my plants as I water, about once every other week. Simple. And Liquifeed has already mixed the ideal amount of food and water my plants need, so there's no mixing, no measuring, and no mess. Now that my garden gets exactly the right amount of food, it grows twice as big as watering alone. So grow out to eat like me and start your edible garden with Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. Pick up Miracle-Gro Liquifeed today. Start right. Finish big with Miracle-Gro.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
This is Bill from New Hampshire, who has a question about daisies.
Bill, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning.
How good to speak to you again.
Thank you.
Well, you had solved a problem for me with Montauk Daisy that was out of control. You had me cut it to the ground this past spring, and those plants, as I speak, are just gorgeous. My recollection, but I don't remember, is that you wanted me to cut one more time. Would that be correct?
Yep. I cut mine last week because I cut them down to like 3 or 4 inches from the ground in the spring. And normally, by early July, your Montauk daisies are 18 to 24 inches tall. And, you know, they look pretty, but they're very tall. And then when they bloom, the weight of the flower is heavy, and they all fall over. So in early July, I always recommend that people take their Montauk daisies, cut them back by one-third. So just with some shears, cut the top third right off your plant, and for every branch that you cut, that branch will make 3 to 4 new shoots, making your plant more mushroom shape. And they'll bloom a little bit later, which is good. The way the weather's been going, everything is blooming about 2-plus weeks ahead of schedule. And you really want those Montauk daisies to bloom in late September, early October, when there's absolutely nothing else in bloom. But normally, the 4th of July weekend, your tall growing sedums should be cut back by a third. Your Montauk daisies. If you have some fall blooming mums in your garden that you planted last year, they survived the winter, they're coming up. Again, they're getting very, very tall. Those should be cut back by one-third. It delays the blooming, which is good because you've got all kinds of flowers in your garden now and in the weeks to come, but it will double or triple the amount of flowers on that plant. Now, on your Montauk daisy, if they're 3 feet tall, you're going to take a foot off. If they're 18 inches tall, you're going to take 6 inches off, okay? Take the tips of those plants that you've removed and cut them so that they're about 3 to 4 inches long. Strip off the bottom 2 inches of that cutting that you have And then if you just take these cuttings and you were to push them into pots that have some potting soil in them, they will root. If you have a flower bed that you're able to water on a daily basis, you can push these cuttings into the ground and they will root very, very easily and in a matter of about 2 weeks. Now, if it's a sunny bed and you do the pruning today and you put the cuttings in those beds with 3, 4, 5 days of 90 degree temperatures, they're not going to survive. So at this point, put them in containers, just some old plastic pots that you have. Fill it with some good potting soil. Put 3, 4, 5 cuttings to a pot and put them in the shade where they're out of the sun and keep them wet. And in a matter of a couple of weeks, they'll be rooted. Then you can transplant them to a bed that you want. And I started off with 2 4-inch pots of Montauk Daisy. And I have about a dozen plants right now just done with cuttings by pruning at this time of the year. And it does make a big, big difference. Now, the other thing that's happening right now is it's getting hot. And we haven't had any good rain in a long time in the Northeast. And if you live in a town that traditionally, once you get into July and August, they put a water ban, you may want to think about getting a product called Organic Water Wizard. Normally you put it down earlier, but you can still do it. So before they call for the water ban, get this Organic Water Wizard. You spray it on your lawn. You can also spray it in your gardens, and you water it in pretty good. So, I mean, if you're going to do it, you'd have to do it now or later in the day. The Organic Water Wizard will pull moisture out of the air into the ground. And a quart of Organic Water Wizard will pull out of the air in the next 3 months up to 16,000 gallons of water so that you don't have to water the grass. So go to your garden center, Organic Water Wizard. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic. It's biodegradable and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Times are tough and you gotta stretch that dollar. a special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Good morning and happy 4th of July to all of you listening in this morning. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, and hopefully you're able to enjoy the weather, stay home, and just sit back and relax. Remember, when it gets hot like this, drink lots of fluids. And if you're up and about, get the hose running right now, and the gardens that need the most water, give them a good long drink. Try and avoid watering during the day, during the heat of the day, because a lot of it will just evaporate. With the sun high in the sky and 90-degree temperatures that are predicted for the New England area, let's try and stay cool. You know, this time of the year, we've worked hard to get the grass the way it is, and then the heat comes, and it starts to turn brown. There are some things that you can do that will really help the grass to stay greener and stronger and healthier. And one of the things is to feed the lawn. But you can't just use any fertilizer. You want to try and use something that's organic and something that's natural. And joining us this morning is Melinda Myers. She is from a company called Melorganite. And Melorganite is the first and the original organic fertilizer for our lawn. Melinda, good morning. Welcome to the
good
Paul
morning.
Parrott Garden Club.
Well,
how are
to
you
be
today?
Here, I'm doing great. I'm here in Milwaukee and looking forward to a nice warm day as well.
Tell us about Melorganite. If you give us just a little bit of history of the company and Tell us what Milagonite fertilizer is.
Yeah, it's been around for almost 85 years. That'll be next year. They'll celebrate their 85th year. So I always say they were green before it was the hip and trendy thing to do. It's the byproduct of our wastewater treatment system, and it's an organic nitrogen fertilizer. And one of the exciting things about Milagonite, because I know some people go, byproduct of wastewater treatment, biosolid, but they're held to a very high standard by the EPA. And in fact, Milagonite has really kind of been the one that's been the leader at providing a safe quality product. They hold themselves at a higher standard than even EPA does. They're rated as exceptional quality, but they test daily and weekly. And the cool thing about it is it's the byproduct. So what they do is they dry it. So it's basically pathogen free, and it's in a form that's just like regular fertilizer. So it's very easy to apply. You'd apply it just like you would any traditional fertilizer. And the nitrogen is in a slow-release form because it's organic, and the microorganisms in the soil work on the fertilizer to release the nitrogen as well as the small percent of phosphorus, and there's no potassium. But what they found in recent research they've done at the University of Florida is that when the microorganisms work on the nitrogen, not only is it releasing the nitrogen, but it's making the phosphorus and potassium that's already in the soil available to the plants. And for many of us around the country, there's excessive levels of phosphorus and potassium. From years of doing 10-10-10 and 12-12-12 fertilizer, we found that there's excessive levels. So one of the exciting things is it's putting that excess to work without adding more. And then the phosphorus doesn't leach as well. And it's been used by golf course superintendents for years. And as I travel, it's always fun to meet people that go, well, my grandfather put that on their garden in the lawn. And it is safe to use not only on your lawn, but your trees, your shrubs, your flowers, and your vegetables and fruits. So it's a one product, good for everything. And because of the low nitrogen slow release, it's goof-proof. So, you know, we always recommend using the proper amount. But if you accidentally forget to shut off the spreader, talking to your neighbor or whatever, your lawn may be a little extra green there, but it's not going to burn out the lawn.
Yeah, and that's what's nice about this time of the year. You know, you've got the grass off to a good start, and most of the fertilizers that we applied in April or May are pretty much finished doing their job at this point. It's a time that if you could give that grass another feeding, it would push it and keep it nice and green. And with Milagonite, you never have to worry about it burning because it's totally organic, and you need the microbes that are in the ground to make the fertilizer available to the grass plant. And, you know, something that's been around, as you said, 85 years, there is a reason that it's been around for 85 years. Because it works, and it's a really good product. Now, a lot of golf courses use Milagonite, right?
Exactly, and that's really where many people have first found out about it. Is they've been golfing or know someone that's a superintendent, so they've always been a big customer, and for the exact same reasons. You know, it's good. It also contains an organic iron. It's in a chelated form, so it doesn't get tied up or bound to the soil, but it's available to the plant. It's non-staining, and so that also helps give the lawn and our other plants that nice deep green that we so much like. And so it has been around. It's been used. And it just sits in the soil until the microbes, as you mentioned, can work on it. So if it's too hot and dry for the plants to grow, guess what? The Milagonite's going to sit there. When the moisture comes, when it's good conditions for the plants to use the fertilizer, that's when it's available. And that's the exciting part about it being organic. And the reason you can, as you mentioned, use it during a time we typically don't recommend fertilizing, because other fertilizers that aren't organic are going to burn your lawn or burn your garden. But this will be there waiting if you, you know. And the other thing I like is if you apply it, and things are going great, apply it, go into a dry period, and you decide not to water your lawn, you're still not going to burn your lawn because it's just going to sit there. When the rains return, it will be available for the plants to use.
Now, how would you use Milagonite in a vegetable or a flower bed?
you know, one of the things I call myself, not lazy, but low input. And so what I like to do is when I do my soil prep or prepare my garden in the spring, I add Milorganite, and then I let my plants be my guide. If they need a little boost mid-season, then I can add a little bit of Milorganite. If things are going good, growing without it, then I don't. But, you know, in a great year like this, you know, those plants are really, really going gangbusters. You might need to give it a secondary. So one of the things is you can use 3 pounds per 100 square feet in the beginning of the season, and that will get you through the whole season. But if you need to add more, then you can. Same with containers. I like to use it in my containers. I do lots of container gardens. And, you know, you can add it or mix it into the soil when you start. And then, again, midsummer, if you've had to water a lot, if it's extremely hot, if your plants are using more nutrients than you thought, you can always then supplement. And perennials, the same way. Perennials, trees and shrubs need minimal fertilizing. But you can do it once and usually be done. And, again, if you need to give them a supplement, the plants will let you know. Do you need to give them that boost? Did you maybe put down, you know, a wood-type mulch and it's used up, you know, tying up some of the nitrogen? You need to supplement with a little extra fertilizer. You can do it. And so it's nice because you won't promote leaf and stem growth at the expense of flowers and fruit.
Is there a website, Melinda, that people can go to get more information on Milorganite?
You bet. Milorganite.com. And it stands for Milwaukee Organic Nitrogen, Milorganite.com. And it'll give you guidelines on how much to use, how to apply, tips, information on research that's being done. It's very exciting. It's got lots of good, useful, friendly information to help you learn about the product, find out where it's available, and then answer a lot of your questions.
Yeah. I know the one thing that every time I go to the trade shows, I talk with the people at the trade show, and I know that it's a state-run plant, and, you know, there's not the amount of money there that you can do things. But the one thing that I always tell all my listeners, that if they're having a problem with animals, that the Milorganite really helps to keep them out of your garden. It's not listed. It's not on the label. But there's something about the aroma of the Milorganite that does keep some of these animals from visiting the gardens and really chewing away on that foliage.
You bet. And exactly. And I can't recommend it, but I can agree with you that, yes, gardeners tell me from all over the country that, boy, they see great, great benefits that way, keeping the deer and the rabbits away from their plants. And the nice part is you're doing a little fertilizing, you're doing a little animal control. It all works out pretty well.
So you're getting the benefit. Yeah. It's like a little added feature to it that's not there. But, you know, at this time of the year, if you see that your plants are looking a little bit hungry, because they've been growing a lot faster. I don't know what the weather's been like in Milwaukee, but in the Northeast, Melinda, everything is about 2 weeks ahead of schedule. We've had a very mild spring. We've had some nice warm temperatures, especially in the evenings. And things that are blooming now are 1, 2, 3 weeks ahead of schedule. So if you want to give them a little push to help them to continue blooming, to make additional flower buds, and to get ready for producing additional foliage, there's nothing better than using a slow-release organic fertilizer. And as you have mentioned, if it gets hot and dry, it stops. It sits there until the conditions are ideal. So you don't have to worry about burning.
Right.
And I always...
Go ahead. I was going to say, and you put all that effort into it. The last thing you want is to do something that really counteracts your good work. So you're right.
Yeah. And the other thing that I like about Milorganite is if you live on a piece of property and there's a steep slope, you don't have to worry about a downpour coming down and washing everything down the bottom of the hill. Because it is organic, it just goes into the soil, it anchors itself to the organic material and stays there, and it doesn't leach like a lot of your chemical fertilizers. So there's a lot of real positive areas with Milorganite, and the thing that you have to think about, if it's the number one selling fertilizer to golf courses rely on their grass for you to come and play golf. And if their grass isn't good, you're not going to go play golf there, right?
Exactly. And the other thing that maybe golf courses aren't worried about, but I know families are, kids and pets, and it's a safe product that you can put down and not worry about your children and pets playing on the lawn or being by the garden or eating the vegetables. It's safe to use.
Now, how often would you use it for the lawn, Melinda?
You know, and typically if you're going to do your maximum fertilization, you know, you can do a late May, early June feeding. If you feel it needs a summer boost, you know, midsummer, this is a perfect time. Labor Day is kind of the time we look at helping our lawns recover from the heat of the summer. And then really Halloween, before the snow flies, Halloween through, you know, the early November is another great time. And really, if you're looking at doing minimal fertilization, you definitely want to do your fall fertilizations. Research has shown, separate from Milorganite, but research has shown that's where you get your biggest value.
Wonderful. Melinda, thank you so much for joining us on the 4th of July. I hope you have a great holiday weekend. And we'll encourage all our listeners to feed with Milorganite. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Paul. You have a great day, too.
You too. Bye-bye.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of 4 pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter recorder for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's Easy Recording Wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on GCNLive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Good morning, and happy 4th of July to everybody. It's a gorgeous day. Make sure that you get some water in your garden and in the gardener. And if we can help you, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Doris from California, who has a question about squash.
Doris, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We actually have some family history in Kennebec, Maine, even though we're from California here. We had a great-grandfather in the 20s that on the 4th of July shot a cannon off. And so I want to encourage everybody to be real safe with their fireworks today.
Exactly.
And so Grandma grew up along a river. I've never been there, but there was the Kennebec River and a little covered bridge. And she said across the covered bridge was where Louisa May Alcott wrote Little Women, or... Does that sound familiar at all?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. The covered bridge isn't there any longer, but the Kennebunk is a very, very active river with all kinds of boating going on. And today, I'm sure it's just a parking lot full of boats.
Oh. Well, back then you couldn't give the house away. It was so cold in the wintertime, they said. So, but anyway, that she grew up with, her aunts that lived there, and we have an old player piano. She said was the first player piano in Maine. So,
wow.
Anyway, I have some squashes growing in some pots, and I've heard that squashes can cross pollinate. And I also have a box hedge that's real old that's dropping all kinds of blooms. So I was wondering, do I need to worry about cross pollinating? Do I need to move them away from where all these flowers are dropping?
No, what you want to look for, Doris, is this. Squashes will produce male and female flowers on the same plant. And they produce five male for every one female. Now, when you go out in the garden next, you'll look at your squash, and you're going to see it will produce a stem about 2 to 3 inches long with a flower on it.
Uh-huh.
That's the male. The female will actually be a tiny squash with a flower on the end of it.
Mm.
Now, it produces extra to give you color to attract the bees to come and do the pollination.
Mm-hmm.
So what you can do is this. If you see a tiny squash forming on your plant with a blossom, break off a male flower and peel back the yellow petals and the inside, which has all of the pollen. If you push it into the male squash flower and just kind of move it around to disperse the pollen, that will ensure that you get pollination. Now, the other thing is this. If your squashes are developing and they're getting to be, let's say, 3 or 4 inches, and where the flower is attached to the squash, the flower falls and the squash starts to turn brown, that's called blossom end rot. And it happens with tomatoes also. And it's telling you that your soil is missing calcium. And if you go down to your local garden center, and I'm sure in California, they have this product too. It's called Tomato Maker. And it is a water-soluble calcium plus other fertilizers that will eliminate blossom end rot. But don't panic. If there's a lot of flowers and not many squash, especially in June when your squashes are really beginning to grow and beginning to make fruit, it's the plant saying, I'm ready. Here's some color. Bees come to my plant and do the pollination. But remember, 5, sometimes more, male flowers to 1 female flowers. And when you see the little baby squash, if you break a male flower open and just kind of wiggle it inside the female flower, that will ensure that you have pollen. And also, when your squashes are in bloom, they need a lot of water. So if you can water the garden a couple times a week and really put plenty of water, your squashes will have a better shape. You'll have fewer seeds. They'll taste a lot better. And the skin on the squash won't be as thick. And sometimes it even gets hard. Moisture is the answer. Thank you.